Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr strikes out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carraway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0-for-1 in the game. Kom is called out on strikes. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Krause hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Krause reaches second base with a double. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 0-for-1 in the game. Caraway hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Cecil moves to third. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground for an out. Jolly moves to third. Clancy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood is walked intentionally. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-2 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 0-for-2 in the game. Carraway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goldman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds strikes out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. Com moves to second. One out. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 0-for-3 in the game. Caraway hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Caraway reaches second base with a double. Com moves to third. Red Barnes pinch hits for John Kerr. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is walked intentionally. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cecil hits a line drive towards third. Goldman catches it and steps on third to double up Com. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sisell now playing second base. Greg Mulivy now playing shortstop. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 3 in the game. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Montague moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 3 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goldman hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulivy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Montague strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Caraway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Mulivy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulivy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Mulivy moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 4 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulivy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood bunts towards the mound. Brown juggles the ball. That's an error on Brown. Clancy moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Buck Krause. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill strikes out. Two outs. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Caraway hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Caraway reaches second base with a double. Clancy scores. Whatwood moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Mulivy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulivy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mulivy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. Caraway scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mo Berg now catching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-4 in the game. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-4 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Seeds moves to second. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Seeds moves to third. Lou Fonseca pinch hits for Jonah Goldman. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Caraway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fonseca for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.